MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
New World Report. I'm John Batchelor, and I'm joined by my colleagues Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, a visiting fellow at the Douglas and Sarah Allison Center for Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Joseph, I begin with you because you've written a promising future for Argentina and for the people of South America to break the string of gloomy pink-tide elections where the power is concentrated in the executive. The executive reverses or changes the constitution, and what we have instead is grimness throughout the continent. But now Argentina has elected an unknown. His name is Javier Milei. He has a Beatles haircut. He loves to campaign with a chainsaw. Now he's president-elect. He takes office December 10th. Very quick transition. He's traveling. I believe he's momentarily in the United States headed to Israel. And you write for the Heritage Foundation, A New Hope. How so, Joseph? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, I think I wrote the article for a few reasons. First, I wrote it because most of the headlines that I had read in the international press are about calling Javier Milei the far right, the ultra right, the radical, and all these kind of adjectives that kind of almost delegitimize him in some respects. And so I wrote this article kind of push back against that narrative, because I think, as opposed to other more radical presidents in Latin America that have won elections in recent years, namely Gustavo Petro in Colombia and Lula da Silva in Brazil, I think Milei is actually a very positive development. And not only because of his ideology, but also because of what his victory means. And that was one the other thing I wanted to emphasize in the article, because it wasn't really a victory against just Sergio Massa, who is his political rival, the Peronist candidate in Argentina, but it was a victory against global elites. It was a victory against China. It was a victory against this Latin American autocratic network that's basically trying to take over the region. I mean, Lula da Silva from Brazil, he sent political advisors to help Sergio Massa to try to get him across the finish line. The socialist Spanish prime minister, Pedro Sanchez, that's right now getting protested pretty much every day in the streets, he sent a very big message not too long before the election night in support of Sergio Massa. And then after Javier Milei won, just the reaction that you saw from specific presidents in Latin America, instead of trying to be very congratulatory, they were almost like very unpresidential in kind of hastening the victory of Javier Milei to Nazis taking over. That's according to AMLO from Mexico, the president of Mexico, or the far right coming to power as how was said by Colombia's president Gustavo Petro, who went on a tirade on X after he won. So that was one of the big reasons I wrote the article, John. And the other one was, and if you read the article, I go a little bit into the details of how I think, like, what was the key to victory for Javier Milei in the election. And I give a lot of credit to his once political contender on the center right, Patricia Bullrich, because she did something that really we've been lacking on the right in Latin America for quite a long time, which is, instead of continuing to fight with her contender, instead of continuing to take the fight that they took from the first round and continuing to the second round, she actually joined forces with her political contender. So she joined forces with Javier Milei. And it wasn't just a statement of support. I mean, they really did a full court blitz. The former president Mauricio Macri, the whole coalition from the pro political party, which is Mauricio Macri's political party, to even members of the radical party. The radical party actually did not want to support Milei, but certain members of the radical party, most notably Bullrich's vice presidential candidate Luis Petri, he did support Javier Milei. And I think this kind of support was key. And you see that evidence of that no greater than in what they call the Greater Buenos Aires, which is the most populous, is the most, it's part of Argentina with the greatest population, about 28% of the voting electorate. And in the first round of the election, Javier Milei did not win any of the municipalities. There's 40 municipalities in Greater Buenos Aires. He did not win any of them. In the second round, Milei won 16. He won that because of the support that he got from Bullrich, from Mauricio Macri, from Luis Petri, from the PRO, particularly political party in Argentina. So I wrote it to kind of give some credit, to shed some light on that. And I think the now it's kind of the proof is in the pudding now, because since that I wrote the article, Patricia Bullrich has been named the minister of the minister of security for Argentina. Under President-elect Javier Milei, and Luis Petri has been named the Minister of Defense in the incoming Argentine government. So these two people are getting recognized not just because of their support, but they're also getting now put into very important national security positions in Argentina, which to me will be key to making sure Javier Milei has a successful first year, because they're going to come with the onslaught against them, protests, disinformation, all kinds of dirty tricks to delegitimize his presidency. It's kind of already started, but his defense and national security people are going to help him weather through that.
Yes, important, Joseph, to note what you just said. There are going to be forces pushing back at Milei the way they did at the previous attempt to break away from the Peronistas with President Macri. Ernesto, I turn to you because of tempting headlines in Reuters. Argentine's Milei invites Brazil's Lula to inauguration as he travels to the U.S. Now, this is the same Lula da Silva, president three times of Brazil, who Mr. Milei during the campaign called an angry communist. Now, I'm aware that Milei's campaigning style uses salty language. The angry communist had, however, sounded sincere, and it has the value of being not inaccurate. So the relations between Buenos Aires and Brasilia, have they been good under Fernandez? Would they have been good under Massa? Are they going to now be poor? How do you imagine this relationship working out right away? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I'm afraid Argentina might be falling, Milei might be falling into a trap, which is the idea that you must maintain a normal foreign policy, and at the same time, you can fundamentally transform your country. This cannot be done in today's world. You need to transform your foreign policy, your international insertion. And what has been signaled beyond the normal diplomatic protocol aspect, what has been signaled in Diana Mondino, the future foreign minister of Milei, was in Brasilia yesterday to deliver the letter and met Brazilian foreign minister. The message is of, normal relations. Okay, Milei never said he would break relations with Brazil. But I think the aspect of keeping Argentina inside Mercosul and under Brazilian leadership, I think that's what she signaled. This can work against the domestic change in Argentina. They need to get away from the narco-socialist orbit in Latin America and away from the Chinese orbit in the world. Mercosul is an instrument to keep Argentina into that orbit. That being said, at the same time, she signaled that Argentina would not join BRICS, which was something that Milei had said during the campaign, I think, that they would not follow up with the opening for membership that BRICS opened to them, which is, I think, good. But Brazil can be Lula's Brazil can act as a bridge between Argentina and the totalitarian bloc, which BRICS became, the Chinese model of development, the Chinese-led world. This would invalidate any changes that Milei tries to do. I was hoping for Argentina to contaminate Brazil in a good way, and what I'm seeing is Brazil contaminating Argentina. It's too early to tell. Of course, it's their strategy. They know what they're doing, the Milei people, but I don't know how sincere are the words that they are uttering, but I think in the long run, if Milei is really serious about changing Argentina, changing its path, fighting corruption, fighting the political class. Brazil is the worst ally that you can imagine.
The Reuters report said Milei, President-elect Milei, is both politically and personally close to Brazilian former President Bolsonaro. Do they have conversations? Have they dealt with each other over the years, to your knowledge?
Oh, very little, but they have. They have. I think Milei liked to be seen at first as Argentina's Bolsonaro, so some sort of anti-system candidate. And he spoke to Bolsonaro, I think, the day after his victory, 1 week ago, very warmly, and invited. They spoke over, they showed that in the video conversation. And he invited Bolsonaro to go to Argentina for the inauguration. So I think he's clearly trying to signal that he's a part of the same worldwide movement that Bolsonaro or Trump represent. At the same time, he wants to be, not confrontational with the current governments in Brazil and in the U.S. with his visit to the U.S. and with the Biden administration, because he probably needs the U.S. some sort of support for his dollarization scheme. I don't know. I think he's playing a game, and that's the game to be played. But I'm always afraid when someone from the right starts to play a game with the rules of the left, the rules of the globalists, because it means that at the end of the day, you're going to eat in their hands, like and not having the room necessary for your own policies.
I'm speaking with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society, about the tumult in the Americas with the election of President-elect Milei. When we come back, Argentina and Hezbollah. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.